Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 22nd of September, recording at, oh my goodness, an astonishingly late 11:23 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, I committed myself to maybe being too ambitious in terms of what I wanted to write and get on the website today. As much as I like to talk on these audios, and as convenient a format as it is, I do know that a lot of subscribers really do like to have a fair amount of copy there that they can read as well. And Fuller Money aims to please, all in line with the empowerment through knowledge theme. Okay, now, what can I say about these stock markets? First, there's little doubt that the consolidation really is underway now. This is following, of course, the terrific rally that we saw from those mid-August lows. And today is the first time we've had anything in the category of downward dynamics, and these are virtually all on the U.S. indices, but I think following the modest declines that we saw in Europe today, that we will see some follow-through come tomorrow morning. Now, what are the factors contributing to this? I think the main overriding factor, is that stock markets had had such a good run in the short term, and they had rallied in Europe, for instance, and also the United States, back to levels where we could expect some resistance, and indeed buyers have certainly pulled back in the last few days, and now today's action indicates that some real selling has come in on Wall Street. So how to play it? You know, I'm looking for a consolidation, and I've been saying that this could easily carry through the first half of October. We'll see. Of course, but my hunch is sort of 55-45, that this is a consolidation where we probably hold at least half of the gain from the August lows, and then by the latter part of October, see markets pushing back up and through the upper side of the trading ranges. But, you know, 55-45, those aren't really strong odds, so there are a whole lot of ifs, and I've written about this almost daily in here, so I won't elaborate on that any further, except just to mention another point that is cited in the subscriber's comment of the day, but seeing the downward dynamic taking place in the S&P and having a speculative long position in Nikkei futures, which is a little bit under the water here at this stage, I thought, right, I'm going to go in and hedge that with an S&P short. I could have chopped the position in the Nikkei, but I didn't really feel that I needed to do that, and I obviously preferred to, let's say, hedge it with the S&P. And I suspect that European markets, such as the DAX, would make a suitable hedge as well for anybody else who wanted to contemplate the same type of action, subject to price always. But after many consecutive days on the upside, we would hardly be surprising if we, say, saw a further reaction. Now, I didn't get a terribly good price after spread bet costs. I did this very late in the day and actually sold at 1.12 and a half points. That's right about where it is right now. And if we get, I didn't take a big position out. And if I see a firmer S&P over the next 2 or 3 days, marginally firmer S&P, I will almost certainly double up that position so that I'm at least fully hedging my Nikkei long position. Okay, moving on to bond markets. Very firm here, the U.S. Treasuries 113.26, that's a new recovery high, I believe, and the JGBs were firm as well. So this remains very intriguing, and So far, this very heavy demand, particularly coming in from Asia, is continuing to keep these bond markets firm. I quoted one writer yesterday in a headline saying that bonds were priced for perfection, and I think it's not all that far off that, unless you expect a really severe economic collapse and minimal inflation. And I feel that the inflation figures are an absolute nonsense. And while we have certain, in other words, it's much higher, CPI price, CPI inflation is much, much higher than the statistics reported by, certainly by the US government, the UK government, and probably a whole lot of others, save Japan, where there's still that deflationary pressure, although it has been abating. So I am looking to, as you know, to short the US Treasury bonds and the JGBs, but timing is everything, and I'm just watching the charts. And if they go higher here before I open my short position, so much the better. Now, in the currency markets, a softer yen in here today, dollar firmed up 110.61. Nudged through a little bit of lateral resistance, but I must emphasize that this is all range trading. And the dollar, which was weak yesterday, was firmer here today against the euro, 122.64. Again, very much range bound, so I'm not tempted to do anything in these currency markets. And as far as hedgers are concerned, I think that they can be relaxed in the short term, quite possibly the medium term. We have to watch the charts every day, though, because, as I mentioned before, that with most of the world expecting the dollar to collapse anytime soon, the chart action suggests that it's building some sort of medium-term base formation. And therefore, at this stage, I would give dollar upside the benefit of the doubt when the next big move occurs. But I don't expect any big move anytime soon. I expect more of the same. But as we all know, these sideways trading ranges, the longer the market ranges sideways, it tends to thin out supply above and demand below, and you get an explosive move out of those trading ranges. In terms of the metal markets, and other commodities in here today. Oil was certainly adding to Wall Street's woes today. Very strong price. It pushed up as high as 84.40 on the NYME spot crude price. Lost after hours trade at 47.90. So we really are within spitting distance of the high that we had seen last month. And this is much too high to be comfortable for stock market investors. Mind you, it's not doing any harm for the for the energy sector for the most part. So, oil, one of my provisos in terms of talking about third and fourth quarter gains for, beg your pardon, fourth quarter 2004 and first quarter 2005 gains for stock markets, was that oil be really under 45 rather than over $45 a barrel, let alone above the emotive $50 a barrel level. And right now, as I say, that the oil price is uncomfortably high. So all the more reason for a number of these stock markets to go into reactions and consolidations. In terms of various different trades, the one that concerns me the most at the moment is my aluminium position. Fortunately, it's not too big, but one never likes losses. I am going to cover that position, but I've been looking at it here for the last few days, being short-term, a bit overbought. There is more resistance around. And it looked like it was going to get a bit of a pullback. Well, it started off getting a bit of a pullback, but then closed up $8 on the day. So it's again very, very steady technical technical action, and we do have a small backwardation, so that's just telling me that my strategy is most definitely wrong. Elsewhere, better news, the natural gas, that's continued to surge ahead, and as has the coffee trade, up another 190 in here today. This really has been spectacular. Over the, well, it bottomed, interestingly, I'm sure this is totally coincidence, it bottomed with a dramatic key day reversal on the 16th of August at the same time as stock markets were bottoming. After a couple of days on the upside, then coffee's rally was nowhere near as persistent as what we had seen for stock markets. It then consolidated those gains, but has certainly been racing ahead in the last week or so. I have placed an in-the-money stop to protect that position just below the gap, as mentioned. And, folks, I think I'm going to go home and go to bed. So, all the best to you.